and he told me that he had never seen or heard of BET Uncut before.
Let me guess. He doesn't have a mustache, does he?
Not anymore. Not anymore. Uh-oh, he did when I first met him.
Yeah, there you go, man.
He had a beard when I first met him, but he shaved it.
Yeah, but I was wondering.
I got to take his nigga pass from him.
Hey, nigga, you don't even fuck with that nigga, man. Don't even fuck with him. That nigga no mustache, and he never heard of BET Uncut. Like, has he heard of BET?
He's heard of BET, but I was asking him because he was like, "Yeah, man." During that time frame, I didn't have cable, so.
No.
I was like, and he hadn't seen the tip drill video, so I was like, man, your black car is looking kind of fraudulent, man.
He ain't seen the tip drill video. Give him one more chance. If he ain't seen Jaquan video, then you know. Which one was Chingy, right? It was Chingy that had
it. It was Chingy right there video.
The uncut
version of the right there video. Yeah.
Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the illest website on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 89. I'm your man Saul Wright, aka Ricenberg. Sitting in with the homies tonight, we got King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's your boy King Germ, man. I'm on the injury reserve, but I still came in for the team tonight. Got a crook in my neck, so people just bear with me, man. I'm in pain here, man. I feel like Jordan in game 6, man.
Better put some Tussin on that damn shit.
Gotta do something, man.
We got GQ Blue. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy GQ Blue, a.k.a. Blue Osteen, a.k.a. Ferragamo Guevara, a.k.a. Hood Pope, a.k.a. the Pocket Square Kang, a.k.a. No Plantains Needed.
Damn.
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 That nigga go long. Yeah, there's no way to clean that up, is there? Fuck it.
No homo is in your future.
Yeah, there's no way to work that one out, so I just left it alone. I was going to say go hard, and that didn't work. I was like, went long, and that didn't work either, so fuck it. And along with these two usual suspects, we got the head honchos back in the building. Everybody tucking your shirts. B Easy's in the building. Say what's up, Easy.
What's up, man? This is Brandon Carter. What's up? Wow. He's my government name today, man. My name is Mr. Brandon Jesus Carter.
Wow.
I let you, boy.
Wow, what brings you down to the slum with us jigaboos, sir?
Y'all did it on a Sunday. That's basically it.
That's how it takes. So you know, our National Heathen Day,
and the Jets were kind of playing good when we first started. So
are they losing now?
Nah,
they're winning. They won.
What the fuck?
Y'all might not hold this out right now.
We're up by 7 or 2 minutes ago. I hope we hold this motherfucker out.
Wow. DJ Manuel coming back.
Shit. Two black quarterbacks. You know, who would have thunk it? So, we're going to try and get this one done because, as you heard him say, we're recording this on Sunday. We do have Breaking Bad to watch. And honestly, we're not giving up Breaking Bad for shit. So, we're going to try and get this show in. We got a couple topics here. The first one suggested by the homie King Germ. This is some white people shit, though. Ex-NFL star Brian Holloway may be sued by the parents of teens who allegedly trashed his upstate New York home. So, apparently these kids, and this isn't just a one-off occurrence, they go around looking for houses to have these flash parties in. They break in the house and they have a huge party and they leave the place trashed. And that's allegedly what happened. He comes home and catches the pictures and all this shit, puts up a website about it, and now the parents are going to sue him for putting the kids' names on the website. Are you fucking serious?
America, man.
They're talking about it was $20,000 worth of damage, and he gave the parents a chance to resolve it. And they said, nah, fuck that, we suing you. So he even notes it on here, your kids are in my house breaking and stealing my stuff and mad at me because I posted pictures of things that they took and themselves partying and tearing things up. They pissed in the house. They broke glass. They broke windows. They broke doors. They put holes in the ceilings, as well as stole a statue that was part of a memorial for his stillborn grandsons. This is bullshit. What are you going through in life where you can break in somebody's house and have a party?
And soon.
Yeah, and then soon for the shit.
That's gangster. That's trill, dog.
Apparently, like, shit, we know our rights. Fuck your house and take this lawsuit.
Damn. He had a Jordan post up too for some reason too. I'm looking at the pictures right now.
Probably got pissed on.
I'm sure.
When is a party so good that you just want to piss in the carpet?
When at your house?
It's like, you in a hotel room and it's in somebody else's name. You just like dropping ashes on the floor, you know, throwing pizza on the wall, having a food fight in the room, putting holes in the wall, you know, stuff like that.
I personally haven't been living then. I've never been to a party that was so dope that I had to smash the glass or piss on the carpet.
Hey, YOLO, man. Sometimes it calls for it, man.
Yeah. You gotta do like that, get into the Greek, have a Jeffrey.
I think every time I hear about somebody fucking somebody's house, I would think about Prince and Carlos Boozer.
Mm.
You remember that? You remember that story? Nah. Like when Carlos Boozer let Prince use his house and he painted it purple, and he changed the master bedroom to a hair salon. He knocked down the wall. He did something with a fountain, and then he gave back Carlos Boozer like it was the same fucking house.
And Boozer was like, "What the fuck?" Like,
why do all these stories about Prince always be outlandish as fuck? Why?
Because he is. That's just how he is, man. Like,
it's good marketing.
Yeah. I was reading a story about somebody that when he invites people to like parties at his house, he sends these crazy fucking directions, and then you have to follow a certain person. I mean, it's so weird, man. Some weird shit going. Like, he's a weird motherfucker, man.
Like a Questlove book when like Prince invited all them people to like the skating thing, but then he took everybody's phone, and then he busted out some glow in the dark light up skates, and he skated like a motherfucker.
Wait, like, that's all celebrities now. They all taking your phone. You can't snap nothing.
Yeah. I'm sorry though. My phone costs $500. You got the new iPhone. What is it? $900.
Yeah.
The new note that's supposed to come out is supposed to be around $900. I'm not giving up my phone. Shit.
not you with Prince though. If I say it's all right, me and you going to kick with Prince, you gotta give your phone for 2 hours.
Go to a concert for Prince before I would go to a party at Prince's house. Oh, based on the stories that you said.
I'm going to Prince's party. It ain't my house getting painted.
Yeah, but somebody could put something in your ass if you had a Prince party.
What?
Prince is overrated. Prince is overrated. I'm just going to go ahead and say
it.
What are you talking about?
Prince is overrated? What? Yes. Explain that, please, sir.
The guy is overrated. He only got one good song. That's Adore. Other than that.
I don't know if Prince has one bad CD.
Shit. He got a lot of bad CDs.
I might
give you Diamonds and Pearls or Bat Dance, but other than that,
Diamonds and Pearls, Raspberry Beret, Little Red Corvette,
Trash,
Rain, Doves Cry. I mean, do I gotta go on?
And you lame a lot of trash. Overrated.
1999. Come on, but check this out though. I go even further. You remember for
Prince
a while?
Prince had a good song in like 20 years, man. 20, 30 years.
No, that song with Janelle Monáe go hard.
Look, for a while, it was Prince versus Michael Jackson. Prince won that shit, man.
You crazy in your motherfucker.
Prince won. Prince won.
I don't know if I can go that far, bro.
Outside of Thriller, Prince won.
You just can't throw Thriller out of the mix, though. Outside of Thriller. Like,
basketball ain't playing that. Shaq ain't that good. He just tall.
Throw out Michael Jordan 6 titles and he all right.
He all right. You know what I'm saying? Prince, if he could jump from anywhere, he would be shit.
Prince dropped 33 albums.
Okay.
If you count everything.
Long sell 33 million copies?
Listen.
In the first week?
I'm just saying that
sold like a billion. You know what I'm saying?
Look, all I'm trying to say is as far as talent, as far as writing ability, as far as playing instruments, all that shit. Prince never got accused of being a child molester.
Show me one good Prince dance move. Show me one.
The split. Whatever James Brown be doing with the microphone, he do that shit too.
No. No.
He do the split. He come back up like James Brown do.
And that's it? That's all you got?
Also, too, James Brown like Prince, but he like Michael Jackson when he was alive.
Well, James Brown, it took him 3 months to get buried, so we're not listening to shit he has to say. Obviously, him and everybody around him makes bad decisions.
I'm just saying, if you look
James at James Brown old, also didn't know what Doggy Style was, so he was 70.
That's what he told
you. It was in the magazine. I didn't see that interview. It was like
about Doggy Style Snoop album or the actual position?
The position.
So he had an interview in a magazine, and his butler told him, he's like, you weren't allowed to know anything that James Brown didn't know. So if he said something, you didn't know it until he told you.
He was like, "Hey man, you gotta see what the white man do to his woman, man, when they make love." And he had to sit there like, yeah, Jason, that is crazy.
I find that charming. I find that sweet and charming.
That a 70-year-old man is sharing his porn, his profile.
With his butler.
Also, Prince had four movies. You know what I'm saying? You can't count The Wiz and Captain EO and shit, like Neo and whatever that shit is.
Why can't you count those?
Because, I mean, Prince was starring as a kid in all his movies.
How many Prince videos debuted right after The Simpsons?
Is that the new standard of excellence now?
I'm just saying that we throw shit out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we're counting Under the Cherry Moon as an actual movie, then we at least got to count Black or White as a movie.
Prince fuck more bad bitches than Michael Jackson?
Prince probably fucked more bad dudes than Michael Jackson.
That's debatable.
Listen, Michael Jackson fucked more kids than Prince now. Michael Jackson has him there. He has him there.
I just want to know who has more sequins in the closet. Michael Jackson or Prince?
That's a toss up. Toss up.
At least there's no kids in Prince's closet, but anyway.
Okay, it's slender. Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey, we don't know that now. Prince is a weird motherfucker. He might be keeping fetuses and all that. You never know. He probably got a jar with formaldehyde in it. You don't know. Prince is a weird dude.
Best Prince joke. He said Prince takes off his high heel boots and has on high heel socks. And I believe him. Prince has high heel socks.
I'm surprised Jeremy get mad because Jeremy like talking about Michael Jackson.
That's all right. Is the MG.
No, when Michael Jackson died, you got mad at me for like a day because you're like, nigga, you gonna pay homage to Michael Jackson, nigga. I said, no, I'm not.
Oh, I mean, you gotta pay homage, man. Like, what do you mean? Come on, man. Like, this nigga Michael Jackson, nigga. Like, this nigga made motherfucking grown men faint when they seen his ass. Like, I mean, who the fuck does that? Nobody has that power.
That's like, man, dog. Grown men on themselves, faint, pissing on themselves.
Michael didn't let, man, hey, man, listen, I ain't never seen nobody do that for Prince, man. Only old people like Prince anyway.
Hey, if everybody get time, and the listener out there, go track down the YouTube video of Michael Jackson, James Brown, and Prince at the same time. That's the one of the best videos on the internet. Back in the day.
At the award show?
No. It's like James Brown performing, and then Michael Jackson come out there, and he starts singing, and then Prince comes out there, but he's right on the back of a white guy who's his bodyguard in the crowd.
It's a lot of perm on that stage. There's a lot of chemical. Like, you could have farted in that motherfucker, and it would all exploded. A lot of chemical. So you saying Prince won, and GQ was saying Prince won.
Yeah, I'm saying Prince won. Yeah, I think GQ agreed with me. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going easy on this one.
So I mean, since we talk about the battles, then who won, Nas or Jay-Z?
You gonna ask me this shit?
I'm not asking you. I know better than to ask you that shit.
Yeah. You know better to ask Blue that shit. I mean, yeah.
I'm about to say.
They're going to be, you know, they running neck and neck with each other. They're going to be like, what? I mean, you know, I mean, I agree. I mean, Hov did beat Nas, and then he gave him a job after it was all over.
I think that's pretty much where it stands for me, too. Like, the records was one thing, but when you hire the nigga that was fighting, you won, dog. That's pretty
hey, the argument I'm having recently is that every time Jay-Z drop a bad verse, I get, like, 5 calls on my phone, right? When he drop a good verse, nobody says shit to me. I say he bodied Drake on that new song. On that Pound Cake song. Nobody agrees with me.
Can we please skip? We're going to skip directly to that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Drake's album leaking. Mm-hmm. I know we got... This will come out after the review comes out, I assume. And after the second opinion. So go ahead and share your shit.
Did come in. Shout it up.
Yeah. Wow.
The review is in already? Get the fuck out of here.
I don't believe
that
shit. I want to put it up Tuesday. I know the Maybach music. I'm almost done with that. I'm not supposed to do 2 Chainz. I don't know what happened to it, and I understand because he's in the pulpit now, so he may not get to that music.
That 2 Chainz coming in at 5:00 tomorrow.
I think we're gonna lose Blue on the procast, man. Because I mean,
fuck yeah.
I'm starting to suddenly see like he's starting to tweet non-cussing words, talk about Negro instead of saying nigga. He telling some man these ninjas out here and it's cold. Hey man, who was this guy Blue, man? I don't know this guy anymore, man. Yeah, I was just like,
man, Twitter got so boring. Like, when, I feel like I can't tweet shit with Big Brother Big Sisters follows me. Like, come on, man, it's hard.
It's only a matter of time. So we are hiring for somebody to finish off the Frocast or the Fro. We're about to lose the senator over here.
Yeah, man. You know, damn shame if this tape, all these videos leak and get out, man. Damn shame. Damn shame.
Yeah, wait till I find the tape of the one episode that didn't make it. I get that episode together. It's a wrap.
Damn man. Shame.
Really? Man. Damn. We're gonna.
Yeah, I mean, I was about to say. Matter of fact, it's about time for Louisville to start kicking in to the Nappy Afro Fund.
I mean, would it be more powerful to have a senator connected with the website than trying to extortion one?
Hey, I don't think any time that you went ahead and mentioned us, you didn't mention us to the president or nobody.
Exactly.
Hey, man, I had a Nappy Afro wristband on yesterday when I talked to the mayor.
You supposed to give Tony Blair your Nappy Afro shirt when you went over there and spoke with him about race relations between the English and the Kentucky people, man.
Michael Aaron couldn't hold up the shirt in front of Michael
Aaron. I'm real talk, that did happen. I did talk to the bear yesterday. I had my Nappy Afro wristband on yesterday.
But did you show it to him? Like, was
yes.
it
hitting yes.
up his sleeve, or did you say, look, Nappy Afro? Bitch.
Yes, I did.
Bitch, he just stared at
no. I can't call that dude a bitch.
Yeah, it ain't official, man. It ain't official. You didn't end it with a bitch. It didn't
really count. It's like, before we done, my damn Nappy Afro wristband.
Right.
Hey,
Nappy Afro. He'd be like, what?
What? He just walks off.
But do y'all want to talk about this album real quick? I know we're going to have second opinions and all that.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Please be easy. You're back on the show. You know, go ahead and show light.
I'm gonna go ahead and quote King Jeremy. He says it's not a bad song on this album. It's not a bad song on this album, but I also think that Drake been putting out classic albums. Listen to what I'm saying, people. Classic album for the past four albums, if you include So Far Gone. I think Drake has been the leader of these new niggas for at least 4 years. Mm-hmm. 4 years. I've said it. So I think this is just Drake once again showing that he's at the top of the game. I don't think it's his best album, but I think it's a good album.
We're talking about the album that we got sent from the label, the one that we distributed amongst the crew that we got from the label. That's the album we're talking about.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Two weeks ahead of time.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jer.
Hey, I disagree. I think this is Drake's best album. It's pretty damn good. It's his most lyrical album to date. But niggas won't. Niggas not gonna record. I mean, Lauryn Hill sang on 20 and she won it for best rap album. So I mean. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said,
Slender Prince and Lauryn Hill in the same.
Have y'all know that Drake like references Wu-Tang at least three songs on his album?
And speaking of Wu-Tang, inspect the deck, nigga. Learn how to use fucking Twitter. It's all right. You need to get with your old ass Wu nigga, dusty ass, chew stick chewing, baggy jeans, Timberland boots, ashy ass hands.
God damn.
Start tweeting and shit. Learn to fucking when, you know, listen to the song first. Yes.
Shout out to Ghostface Killer, man.
That's all. I like Ghost. Ghostface the only one who I recognize, man. You know what I'm saying? Because Ghostface, he kept it real. You know what I'm saying? He never tried to be all that, you know, kick knowledge like the rest of them niggas tried to front. Like they really gave a fuck about niggas, man.
What I understand, when Wu-Tang, when Inspector Gang and you got all the type shit on the song, if they would have shut the fuck up, they would have been on the remix. You know that, right?
They are on the remix. They made their own remix.
I'm talking about a Drake remix.
Oh, they made a Drake remix? I thought it was all them in it together.
No. It's unofficial.
I don't know how, I can't imagine the artist listening to Drake listening to Wu-Tang Clan. That should be hilarious.
Exactly, like, you know, that's the anti-Drake crowd, the Wu-Tang crowd, like them the little stinking backpack wearing, you know, niggas like Be Easy and shit, like he fit right in at a Wu-Tang concert because it's just lyrics, rap, you know.
Rappity rap.
GQ, what you think about the album, man?
It's so funny because when Easy called them classics, I wouldn't call any of Drake's CDs classics. I mean, I think he has some really great albums. Like, I think you know, as the teacher of me would give, you know, Take Care of B+. But, you know, I don't. But at the same time, I don't.
Are you climbing the ladder, nigga? What's going on?
At the same time.
Nigga opening the screen door and shit.
No.
Talk to the moonshine man.
At the same time, a classic now is like, who's capturing the music of your generation? That's why I say Yeezus is a classic. Because
Did you see Jaden Smith freak the fuck out when Drake came out on the MTV Awards?
Oh, that's who that was when I saw the GIF.
Yeah, and he
went
fucking crazy. The hard
GIF. I did it on purpose. I've done a term that brought that up before. It's GIF, ain't it? It's GIF.
and like I said, I think the way these young niggas rap, these like real young niggas, they rap like Drake. They don't rap like Kanye. They rap like Drake. I'm the idiot that downloaded Jaden Smith mixtape and listened to the whole motherfucking thing and be like, this shit sound like Drake.
Whoa, Jaden Smith has a mixtape?
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
That's the shit right there.
No, he be right. He got a song called Shakespeare that I like.
Easy, man. Easy. Listen, man. Some things you don't have to listen to, okay, man? I mean, it's okay. Like, you don't have to listen to every... I mean, Jaden Smith made a mixtape. I mean, come on, man. I'm not listening to no fucking 12-year-old kid rap. What the fuck can he talk about? Me and him can't relate, man.
What you don't know, Jerm, is that B-Eazy has the Malia Obama... LP that's not even out yet.
Yes. Some.
No, listen. Take some time. For real, he had one song that I liked. And it seems like he sounds more shit like, I guess, over. It was like Campo with a mixture of Drake. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Camp.
The beat sound really
old. The fact that Camp Lo got mentioned in 2013 is beyond me, but.
Campbell had a mixtape out last month with Pete Rock. So just gonna put that out there too.
Wow, that's some old trend. That's some vintage shit right there, boy. Good.
But
God.
Easy, you like at least one song out of everybody. You like one R Truth song. Shout out to the Front Horseman. When is it on that bad for that?
Well, I do got one Garth Brooks song, aka Chris Gaines, on my damn iTunes. Heaven knows I'm head over. I'm sorry. Go ahead though. Yeah. Shout out to Chris Gaines. Shout out to Chris Gaines.
Shout out to Foreigner if we're going to talk about our eclectic music on our iPhone. Shout out to Foreigner.
Yo, well, not.
Shout out to Ty Tribbett. Goddamn.
You can't say Ty Tribbett and goddamn right after.
Goddamn it.
That don't work. I don't know if y'all got a different version of the album than I got. I fucking hated it. That's why I asked.
I thought it was coming.
I was like,
I hate that album.
I was like, really? Is this the same? Maybe I need to listen. I only listened halfway through the one time. I couldn't make it. I got to like song 10. I couldn't make it all the way through, and then I said, fuck it.
I think it's a dope album. I just, but like I said, I wouldn't call it a classic. But like I was saying before, I think Drake is really capturing like this sound that's out, like what these kids want to hear or what this generation wants to hear. Well, I thought it was Kendrick, and even though I think Kendrick's a better rapper than Drake. I think Drake is capturing that feeling, that mood that these kids is trying to live.
LeBron James a rap, man. The LeBron James, he do everything well, man. I mean, I think
I was telling Jerry earlier today, I think that this year been for young nigga rap, this been one of the best years for young nigga rap. Because you know, J. Cole comes out, you know, challenging Kanye, Kendrick comes out with a verse, and then Drake comes out at the end. Young nigga rap is on the rise.
And listen to ASAP Ferg like a motherfucker. He sent 35 ASAP Ferg songs in for the last 4K.
Hey, that shit go hard. Hood Pope and Shabba is my song. Even though I still say that Yeezus is the album of 2013. Not the best album, but it is the album.
What does that mean? I mean, what is the album of 2013? I don't understand.
It's like the album that's gonna bookmark this year. You know what I'm saying? Like it may not be the best album. That's the album that you know should be the album to talk about this year. ASAP Ferg is okay, but it sounds like he just got like a lot of songs and then called like a lot of '90s rappers, like Onyx and Be Real and Bone Thugs and Harmony, and then made an album.
That still doesn't sound bad as the songs that I heard. I was not happy when I had to put those on the forecast. I was like, no, GQ, no. Like when I got done with the list, Jerm only sent in two songs.
I
found the other two songs and I was like, Jerm would probably fuck with these. And then I heard GQ selections and I put mine together. I was like, if it was a road trip, I would ride with Jerm. I can't ride with GQ.
Now wait a minute.
I was kind of surprised. That's why Jerm even said it. He was like, y'all be surprised who picked these songs. Because I'm sure Jerm would probably like, well, he's on the show. Jerm probably fuck with the songs that I picked, I would think.
I would think Jerm would ride with me on my songs I picked.
What? I mean, first of all, that my son played that fucking song so much. I hate that fucking song.
Shabba Ranks.
Oh my God. Oh shit. When I heard this shit, I said, how the fuck did this make this? But you know, the music overall, it was different. You know what I'm saying? Who picked the did B-Eazy have any input? Because I think that Chance.
No.
Oh. Hold on. I picked Chance the Rapper.
I know why GQ like Dipset. I told you they ASAP Mob new Dipset. I keep saying that.
That's probably what it is.
But you know what's funny? I really don't like Long Live ASAP. I don't really like that CD. But I picked a Jay-Z song. I picked Oceans. I picked Juice. I like that song. That song go hard to me. That Chance the Rapper. It's really my favorite part of that whole song, when it's like everybody wants to be on the fucking Lakers and today fucking hate the Lakers. For some reason, I think that line is hot. But
Jerm
hates Chance the Rapper, by the way.
Yeah,
Jerm, you hate Chance the Rapper. It took me a while to get into Chance the Rapper. His voice is annoying as hell.
Yeah, that's what the problem I'm having now. His voice is annoying. But the song on Dedication 5, I do like that with him and Wayne. By the way, people, Dedication 5 gets better after each listen. Just gonna go ahead.
If you have to say that though, you gotta listen to 100 times.
Keep trying, you'll like it.
And wait a minute, Jerm, I picked So Much Money. You reviewed UCJ and said you love that CD.
I mean, it's a fun CD. Like, it's fun. Like, you know, Juicy J CD is fun. You know, there's So Much Money. I like that song. I mean, I can't say that, you know, like I said, the music was a different mix. Most of it was pretty good, man. I wasn't disappointed, man. I mean, you know, y'all put me onto some new stuff. I mean, I ain't gonna front. That Big Sun. I know that was all right. I said, that's Texas right there, man.
No, it's funny, though, because I wanted to put some, like, Big Crit on there, but I was like, I didn't know. Like, when I saw Saul Wright had 5 songs, I didn't want to go higher than 5, so I was like, I'm going to just keep it with 5 songs.
Nigga, yeah. I did not plan on, like, it went a totally different direction. You know what I would typically choose. That shit was going to be some old backpacky sounding shit, and then I was like, all right, I got to get this Big Sun in there. And then once I got that, I said, well, I got to get something to go with that. And then that Rico Love went. And I was like, well, shit, this whole shit.
When I saw Rico Love, I was like, saw right? Rico Love, what the?
Hey, man, that nigga Rico is ridiculous. That little EP is dope. Make sure y'all check that shit out. He on some other shit.
Didn't Rico Love make that futuristic song?
Yes, Rico Love. Nigga, he made a song for Usher on Confessions.
Yeah, I can't R&B
fuck with song. But, hey, that song, shit, for my ex, that goes hard as hell. Go ahead.
I have a question for you, Saul. Right, it's a little off topic. I see you made a comment in the comment section about how about Jerm essentially forecasting the start of the corporation on this episode. Holy shit! What the fuck does that mean?
Okay, so we were talking about. You said that you would like the corporate rock.
Okay.
We ramble, and now in wrestling they're doing the corporation again.
Oh. Okay.
So I was just like, wow, this nigga was mad early. And he said something about the corporation. So now Vince listens to King Jerm. It's basically what happened. Vince is tapping the Frocast so he can listen to King Jerm and get suggestions.
He's waiting for that guy to put Thick Flair up there again so he can see the fuck out of his game.
well played, my nigga. Well played. But can you give us a little insight on the review? Is there a hotline for this Drake review that we should be looking out for?
Gotta wait the Tuesday, so all right. People gotta wait. Look, people, listen. The review gonna be up before the fucking Frocast.
I know, that's why I said something. Say something, because it'll be like, yeah, we just read the review.
Jay-Z got a great verse, 2 verses on that album.
Oh, God damn, man.
Cake.
Every time. Speaking of Jay-Z, let's speak about some shit that matters. The House is voting to cut food stamps. They voted to cut food stamps by 40 billion dollars.
God damn it.
$40 billion, dog.
I hope my connect don't get cut, man. That's all I'm saying.
You shit.
Because my connect, man, shit, I got a good thing going on here. But go ahead, Saul. Right.
Give me the current conversion rate. I mean, you know, that's
still 50, it's still 50. It's still, you know, 50 cents on a dollar.
I can't get that no more, man. It's more like 100. Actually, I get better now. I got like 100 for 300 last time.
God damn.
What? Yeah.
She gave 30 cents on a dollar?
She needed some money.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
did she suck your dick for a cheeseburger too? Like, damn. Shit, that sounds like a little extra deal going on the soul.
Yeah. So you bought all the Hot Pockets in the grocery store. I mean, how did that make you feel?
I think I had 3 carts of Hot Pockets.
I put grocery in my house, my sister's house. somebody else's house.
That nigga brought turkeys to the hood like they know.
He stashed Hot Pockets at all people at everybody's house.
Be Easy is my winner of the week from all of that now.
Like, damn, the whole Hot Pocket section empty.
Actually, if you want me to get real about the Hot Pocket, man, I think they stopped making barbecue Hot Pockets. I was fucked up, dog.
Hey, dude, in the oven though.
I don't fuck with the oven at all.
Hey man, Jerm put me on, dog. That shit is that's the business.
Hey man, Be Easy, listen. He only eat once a week, and I'm pretty sure he be so hungry. The microwave is the fastest way for him to go. With. Just like
he probably put him in the sleeve and that he just throw them motherfuckers in there on the turf.
I felt good today, man. Somebody said, somebody was like, yeah, that Best Buy, and they was like, man, you gained a little weight. I was like, I know, nigga, I'm swollen, nigga.
Hey, when you grown, you should be hearing that kind of shit.
Be Easy catch the most hollers from gay niggas. One day we was at work, some man grabbed his hand and asked him to take his finger and point it back towards his wrist. I was just like,
That happened. He was like,
hey, yeah. Go ahead, Easy. You tell the story, man. But yeah,
I was walking, and this nice old ass white man. You know, he was kind of sweet. But I was like, okay, I help him out. It's my job. He was like, hey, help me out with something. And he said, let me see your hand. I said, what? And he grabbed my hand. He said, put your hand like this. He said, that's how big your dick is. I was like, what? And I just walked off, man.
So, you were sexually assaulted by a white man.
A little bit.
Hey, white privilege is a motherfucker.
And then some dude bought him a pair of jeans, some J's, and a jacket. Without knowing his size.
If we being real about the situation, they should have the Peabody. And Jerem know it too. Nobody pushing. Peabody got niggas buying clothes and shit like that.
Well, you gotta hear the story, sir. He's not here to defend himself, so tell it any way you want to.
I love you, Peabody.
How did it happen? Man,
all I heard, Peabody worked at the mall, and some gay dude came up to him and like one day said something to him, and like a couple days later came back with a jacket, some jeans, and some shoes, and it all fit. And like, you know,
that happened. That's 100% true. But look, I will say this. When Peabody, no homo, when Peabody's working out, that nigga is kind of swole. So maybe he just.
Oh my God!
That nigga swole as shit.
Dog.
And then he used to walk around in like the little G-Unit white beater like that. He'd walk around in them shits, you know, even though them shits went out like 4 years earlier, but he didn't give a fuck. He'd still walk around in his, and you know, he had another little see-through netted like a football jersey type shirt. But it was like see-through, nigga, and he'd wear that shit to work. Like, I'm like,
you gotta put something on.
Yeah, you gotta put something on. Like, you can't just be walking around here with your chest, your abs showing, got the old woman in here painting shit. Hey, Peabody was, he was like the president. Like, every girl at work, he'd go up to him, hey, how you doing? Hug, kiss on the cheek. Every day, like, Peabody was the president, man, for real, dog. Like, he was the man.
If another grown man buys you clothes, randomly, do you keep them?
Man, hell no, nigga.
That was some Jordans, though. Remember, that was some Jordans.
It was some J's. Like, how did he know his size? That's like, he sized this man up, man. Like, I was just like, what kind of jacket it was? It was like, for real. What was his company? What was his company?
Billionaire Boy?
It was Billionaire Boy.
No, there was the other one. The
Ice Cream?
Ice Cream. That's what it was.
God damn.
So, wait a minute. That sounds kind of hard to turn down. I'm just saying.
Oh, no, not you.
Like, I don't know if I would have gave it back, nigga.
Like, it would be like some Reeboks and, you know, like a starter jacket. Yeah, keep it. But
I would at least have to give him like $20 or $30, say I paid for it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna take it free. Like, nigga, y'all owe you shit.
Yeah, what do you do every time somebody sees you with the new J's, the new shit on? Be like, yo, where you get those at? This nigga gave them to me?
You ain't ever lied before in your life, nigga?
I've never been in a situation where a nigga bought me clothes. And I had to come up with a reason where I got them. Never had that happen. Mm. I don't know about that shit, man. I would have
been like the pass on. Don't be a menace. Don't ask no questions.
You would be like the pastor, something, would you? Goddamn.
Yes, sir.
I would at least put that shit on the goddamn eBay or something.
Only that I would have said was you know I'm straight, right? So there's no confusion. I don't want this to be no soft acceptance. Like,
This means call me at 12 o'clock tonight. Like, nah, no. But thank you.
No means no. shit. This is from Germ's other file here. Louisiana. DeQuincy, Louisiana makes it illegal if you get caught twerking. You spend 30 days in jail for the first offense.
This is true.
DeQuincy, Louisiana. It was on CNN. And apparently he says that twerking is a defiant act against Jesus and his teachings. The rest currently of the country... Go ahead.
Yeah, it says currently made popular by Miley Cyrus and Robin Thicke.
The rest of the country keep their heads in the sand about this sexual act before marriage, but not the great city of DeQuincy. We will still allow dancing, just no jiggling, shaking, dry humping, anywhere in our city limits.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
I think you don't want it to be true because you got several people that come over and twerk.
No, I'm just looking at these pictures on his website that he came from. It looks like shit. Anyway, I hope.
Have you ever been to DeQuincy, Louisiana, Easy?
No.
You don't want to go, okay?
You've been to DeQuincy, Louisiana?
Hell yes, I've been through there, man. We had to make a stop through there one time, man. Horrible, horrible. Wow. Horrible town, horrible place.
You know how I feel sorry for doing this whole twerking thing?
Who was
that? Twerk team, man.
Hey, man. They don't get no credit. I mean, Miss Twerks them. She was out. They put out 500 videos underage for all these grown ass men to get their meat hard, and that's ridiculous.
and you heard? I mean, Twerks is supposed she's gonna quit to do fitness modeling.
Huh. Is she fit?
I don't know how she's gonna get that ass to get tight. That's impossible.
Hey man, you seen your girl Breonna Lloyd lately?
Yeah, I don't like that shit.
Yeah, it looked disgusting. Like, listen, man, I don't want my women in super shape, man. I'm gonna be honest.
What's the butterface chick?
You don't need abs to be with King Germ. You don't need no tight Angela Bassett arms. You don't need none of that, man. Stop it. Ladies,
what's the butterface Latino chick that used to have a fat ass, but then she's in the fitness modeling now? No?
No, I don't know.
She used to be in on everything. She was anyway, but she was like slim. But she
I know you're talking about. I can't remember her name though.
Yeah, yeah. She's a fitness model now too. I guess ain't no money in via Vixen shit. I guess.
Yeah, but I'm with. Go ahead.
Go ahead, no, go ahead, man.
I'm about to say I'm with Jerm. I don't want no like defined six pack in my woman or nothing. That to me is gross.
Yeah.
So what if she's slim, just not defined? You cool?
Yeah. I just don't like cut up women. Like I remember when Janet Jackson was hot and everybody was like, man, look at her ass, they're so sexy in that All For You video, and I was like, nah.
Yeah, it's not, man. No hard body. Like, I mean, what the fuck? I want my woman to feel like a woman. I don't want to be hugging a woman, she feel like Terrell Owens and shit. Man, fuck that.
Say what you want, Pablo.
Hilarious. The nigga said Terrell Owens of all people. Be easy, do you have such limits?
Well, I think now. I said it on the Fro Horseman, so if you heard both of them, God bless you. I like my woman to weigh a little bit more than me.
Yeah, but that
don't... Oh, wow. I mean, I ain't lying, man. I mean, what? My son weigh more than you, Easy. I mean...
Your son is neck and neck on some real shit. But, no, like, you know, the last few women I've been with, they've been, you know, they've been about almost two. So, I like that. So, I can't have no girl that's too tight.
I told Easy a long time ago, I said, that first big girl you get gonna change your life, nigga. He ain't got no big girl yet. I don't think, Layla. Look, I don't think now. You know.
I mean, that big guy tried to kick my dough in. She was big.
What's big, Easy? I'm talking about like bigger than we talk about diaper baby. They used to work with us at Sam's Club. Like bigger than her.
Hold on. So we talk so not Jill Scott size. Little bigger.
Nah,
than
Duke's about Duke size. That's a big girl.
Oh, that's different. I would have. That's different.
We're talking about a girl so big that when you on top of her, you're not touching the bed.
Yeah, I've done that before. We had a discussion before.
But it's all right. Once again, we talked to the human wiffle stick over there, man.
No, I said because big girls, they are more nurturing. They'll fight your ass faster, but they're more nurturing, though. You know what I'm saying?
Take their time with their meat, though, bro. You'd be like, yes.
They're nurturing, yeah.
Pause.
The first time a girl brought me something, in the last 5 years, the only time a girl brought me some work, like, you hungry? I bring some food to work was a big girl.
Yeah, she's trying to feed you. She's trying to Hansel and Gretel your ass.
Hey, she's just like, this nigga too little, I'll break him. He need a meal. Look at them bags on his eyes. Like
I'm gonna feed him and then I'm gonna fuck him because I fuck him now. It's not gonna work.
Yeah, your ribs touching this shit. Your stomach is not.
I'm gonna tell you though, when a big girl do that squat move with shit on top, that shit do hurt though. Cause now I'm saying, cause they got press on you, they got press on you for like leverage. You be like, oh shit, I'm 165. She's 205. I'm dying. That shit hurt like a motherfucker.
You must have grabbed the head, boy. Motherfucker, what's wrong with you?
205 is not a big girl, easy man. We talking like 260, nigga.
Whoa. I'm talking about how tall she is. I mean, we're talking about if she.
Exactly. Like, I mean.
5'11 or 4'9?
But hold on. If I'm 165 and she's 205, she's got me by 40 pounds.
But still don't mean, but easy. 205 could be a real thick. Thick girl, like not big, like yeah. Big girl.
Yeah, all the girls I met with, they ain't been like precious looking. They've been like,
nah, I ain't talking about precious. That's obese. I'm talking about like.
He draws the line at precious.
Yeah, like
you go too far.
Yeah, we talking about like you know Jill Scott, like you know her and you know Why Did I Get Married? That's a big girl. Like she was at least 240, 250. You know what I mean?
So basically, easy. Are the girls? Is your big girls like? Are they wrists bigger than their hands? That's a big girl.
Or put it like, I don't know. One of them, like you know, the bands, like the nappy afro bands that only special members got. Like she couldn't have wore one of those.
Man. What do she shop at Ashley Stewart? That's when
hey, I love saying no because that means she a stylish big girl. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They got Ashley Stewart all on their damn coffee table.
Yes, sir.
So when a big girl get Ashley Stewart, they gonna send that shit for life. She gonna get them catalogs for life.
Yes, sir.
Unless she too big for Ashley Stewart.
Yeah, I have the Ashley Stewart. I think that's like right. Is that low below Lane Bryant? Cause I know Lane Bryant used to have a big girl. Top,
right? Yeah, I think Lane Bryant is the big store. Yeah, I think.
Like, yeah.
But now shout you can do this shit online anymore, so I don't know no more.
Hey, shout out big girl, holler at me at 70. I'm joking with you. 706-431.
Put it out there, man. Go ahead.
Nah, this my Google number. I give that shit to anybody.
Give it out there, then. Where should they call you, big girls, if you want to date big? This 165-pound lightning ass up.
Big Easy's big girl hotline.
What's the number?
Not doing it.
Oh, now you gonna back down. You see what I'm saying? You ain't about to hustle, man.
Nah.
I'm trying to help you out.
Hey,
trying to get you a couple meals and shit.
Now, big girls will cook. That's one thing you get. No matter what happens, because I know I said the next girl I would date, she had to be able to cook. Because at one point in time, and Jeremy know, it was like four girls in a row, none of them cooked.
Mm-hmm. I think you were just dating some whack bitches. Like you ain't got to
be
big.
Hold on, I don't deny that.
I feel like we're slandering the big girls. Big girls, we love you.
I love big girls.
And easy, you might get a snack because I remember one time my frat brother told me that he smashed a big girl and when she was done, she put out a Twinkie from under the bed. No lie.
This is the bullshit. Big girls, nappy afro loves you. Shit.
Can I tell this one quick story and then we can move back on? So one time I'm visiting B-Eazy, you know, at his house, and you know he was just like, "Hey man, you know, have some pie." You know, one of his girlfriends cook some apple pie, right? You know, and I was like, "Nah, I'm good." If he's like, "Nah, man, please have some pie," and I was just like, "Nah, I'm good." He's like, "No, man, you understand, man, eat some pie." So I was just like, "Fuck, man." So I was like, "All right, I take the pie, man. Fuck it, man. I've been into this pie, man. This shit was freezer burned." I was just like,
"Wow."
I was just like, easy, you don't, you know, I'm trying to get him to understand, like, you don't offer your girl food up unless that shit is good. Like, I went and, if my wife cooked some shit that went good, I'm not going to, you know, offer you none. I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, bro, but this, hey, horrible, man, horrible. But, you know, like I said, it's a skinny girl, so I should have known she couldn't cook anything.
Come on, man, y'all got to quit slandering.
Skinny girls can't cook, bro. Like, I mean,
most skinny girls can't cook, now.
Yeah, I mean, they skinny for a reason. You know, it ain't because they eat a lot, you know what I'm saying? You know, just saying.
I know some skinny girls that eat a lot. They just can't cook.
Yeah, skinny. Yeah, they man. Skinny girls are a parasite to the community, man.
Can we get adult rated for a second though?
Go ahead.
Skinny girls take dick better than fat girls.
Yeah, but it looks better giving meat to a fat girl than a damn skinny girl.
I can see my dick in a skinny girl coming out.
That's disgusting. That's like aliens, man.
It made me feel bad about myself, though. What are you talking about?
But you fucking a skinny girl, so it's like you point shaving. Like, I mean, it's ridiculous. Hey, then, all right. And then they got that little bone when you're hitting it from the back. That shit, nah.
That shit will hurt after a while.
That's disgusting. All I know is
that any females that we had that listen to this show are completely We about to get some letters.
I hope so.
We need to. And let us know somebody listening.
And they're gonna be marked FCC. But
no, fat girls can't take dick as good as skinny girls.
I've seen some big girls beg to differ.
I mean, of course, there's exceptions to the rule, but I just know that it's already hard to get to the pussy, and then you get it, and it just all hold on for it, you know.
So if you got, let's just go around the table real quick. You got a set of twins. One of them skinny, one of them fat, identical twins, same personality, all that shit, and they both want to holler at you. Who you fucking? Be easy. Who you fucking? The skinny or the fat girl?
Coin toss.
Somehow I knew that was in there. GQ Blue. Of course,
girl,
this is if you were single, man. Of course.
GQ said skinny girl.
Come on, man. It's a fucking question. Give me the big one, man. Come on, man.
Even if the big girl was bald headed. If the big girl had a fade.
Can I go to the store and buy her a wig?
No. It's right now. They at your house right now, and they both like, yo, one of us finna leave, the other one gonna stay.
I have to pass on both of them then.
No, you not, dog. Are you serious?
Yes, I just, you know, I just say, hey, I find my bottle of ID, water base, and just, you know.
Good God. Saul?
Solo mission.
We already know Saul going for the big girl.
Saul right is. I love all the ladies. All of them.
I'm going to try and see if I get a bowl. I've been with skinny girls and big girls. So, like, when I said it was a girl so big that you don't touch the bed, I was serious. I was speaking from experience.
Hey, them girls love you, though, so much. Them big girls like that, they love. I'm not saying it's anything about them. They love you. Listen.
Just if you get the right girl, she love you like that.
No. As a skinny nigga, big girls like skinny niggas a lot.
There's some big girls out there that ain't shit.
That's true, but they love skinny niggas, though.
Hey, question, fellas. Have y'all ever heard girls, if a girl not tickle, she a hoe?
What?
No, I have a theory about that, though.
If a girl not ticklish, that means she's a whore because she's been desensitized to touch from, you know, just like she's been touched so much that it don't even, you know, it like, so I just first time I heard this shit, but you know, I thought about it.
I heard if a girl not ticklish, her pussy don't get wet.
Wow.
What?
See?
What is I've never heard this stuff, but you know.
Like,
I'm like, what the fuck? These are the same niggas that say you want to find out if a girl bleeds. If she got AIDS, you cut her and then put some earwax in it. You're like, what are these country ass?
That if she burning, if she got like any kind of STDs, you put the earwax, you put it on your finger, put it in a cooch. If she jump up, she got something. If she don't do nothing,
what?
Straight.
What the fuck?
Barbershop talk, people. That's what I heard. God.
What fucking barbershop is this?
Any
barbershop in America, man. Any barbershop in America. So I saw right now you go to Supercuts and shit. This might have been 20 times. You had dreads or you was getting your, you know, your Michael Jackson Jerry curl, you know. You might have missed out on a couple of you know, lessons in the barbershop. You know?
Hey, can I tell you a story? Somebody told me to do something from the barbershop and it backfired on me. Please. I was messing with this girl in high school and it was a rumor that her pussy stank. And
all quiet down, like, what the fuck?
I'm not gonna, you know, I hadn't had no pussy at that point in time, so I was like, well, I'm still gonna have to get some pussy sooner or later. So she was on my house and dude at barbershop was like, hey man, what you need to do is y'all watching TV, lay your head on her lap and just turn her and smell it. So she's over my house watching TV, and I lay my hand on her lap, and as soon as I go to smell it, she farts.
I don't
know if she. It was just a luck of chance, and that's why I don't listen to shit at the barbershop no more.
Oh, hold up, dogs. This trifling bitch didn't even tell you.
No, I didn't. Like, it was just so happened. It was like I turned over, and I guess I don't know if I started her or whatever, and so I heard it, smelled it, everything.
Right, and she didn't say nothing.
She was like, I'm sorry. And I was like, oh, okay.
And you kept your head there, didn't you?
No.
You stayed there, nigga, smelling.
Just let you know the caliber of chicks be easy.
This bitch farted right in your face.
Chicks that just fart in front of niggas, man. Like, what kind of chick, what kind of girl you fucking with easy, man? Like, come on, man.
I told y'all were young then, man.
So was she. She just farted right in your face. It was just like, oops. Okay.
I think I started her when I tried to turn my head or something. I don't know, but she farted.
I think the question we ain't asking is, easy, did you like it?
Exactly. I mean, you know what? I didn't want to talk to her too badly because I thought I was going to mess up my chance of getting some vagina.
So did you hit?
No, I didn't hit.
I think that
was no farty ass booty.
I think he probably hit that shit.
He probably crying, pumping, smelled up booty hole and all that shit. But.
I'm gonna tell you what's funny though. I have this thing. I did hit like 7 years later. I have this thing with like, and Jerm said it too. Is this girl who tried to fuck me all through high school because I thought she was unattractive, and then 10 years later she gets a job at Sam's Club.
Wow.
And, you know, yeah, so I have this long thing. Like, it's been three girls that I didn't hit in high school, and it waited like I had it like 7-6 years to hit.
Are you still, what phase are you in now? I was listening to the old Frocast, which you can see on nappyafro.com, and I was listening to the one where you were talking about you went through your phases. This is on episode 30, which is still my favorite episode, where you went through the big girl phase, then you went to the white girl phase.
It never happened.
You see, okay, you dated the white girl.
No, we just talked a little bit and we rode in the car one time together.
Yeah, you went. That's a date, ain't it?
We ain't going anywhere though.
Y'all went out to eat with the white girl, man. Stop it, man. Hey, look. His mama probably heard. His mama probably going to
Oh, you dated a white bitch? Oh, she writing him out the wheel, man.
I said it. Motherfucking pick out lines for your ass. You right here fucking with these crackers. What's wrong with you? Your
clothes and shit.
Well, I mean, a lot of shit changed because, you know, when I went to the spa, I had sex with that Asian girl. That's the first time I had sex with somebody outside of, you know, just wasn't black at all. I've had sex with a chick who was like half Filipino and like third black and shit. But so other than that, it never happened. I never smashed a white girl, so it didn't happen.
So what?
Now my nephew fucking white chicks now, so I think that's something.
Like uncle, like nephew. Who are you? What phase are you in now? I mean, it's been a while since you've been on the show. I'm sure that you've had some great stories to tell.
Not really. I guess right now I'm in my phase of just like being with women who got some place to stay, so I can stay over from the drive home.
Do boxes count?
Yeah, their box count, but
touche.
Nah, but no, I mean, right now, man, I don't even know, cause I mean, you know, I'm getting old as shit.
Are you really?
Yeah.
How old do you be, Easy? Brandon,
you're my
38. Y'all believe that shit y'all want?
Thinking of goddamn 38.
I feel like I'm 42 though, man.
You feel like you're 42. Why? Is it the gray shirts and the khaki pants?
You try not eating a square meal every day, so right? You feel like you're 42 too, man.
Put it this way. I'm older than GQ Blue, but I'm younger than Songwriter King Jr.
How you younger than me? You just said I'm 23. Fuck out of here.
How is that possible? Because King Jerm is younger than GQ Blue.
Yeah, that is true.
He's youngest. I mean, shit. H2O, me and him, like, we like the youngest in charge.
Yeah. First of all, H2O, what the fuck, man? Second of all, y'all believe
H2O? Damn.
No, I haven't heard of H2O in like months and months and months. And H2O wrote me and was like, man, I'm finna start writing something.
He wrote that wrestling article and then, like, disappeared.
Who wrote a wrestling article?
Well, he said, is hip hop. Is hip hop like wrestling, like pro wrestling?
He kind of mad about that.
I mean,
you're on the show, boss. You got anybody else you want to throw under the bus?
No, I love H2O, but I mean, you know,
gas in the bus.
I love H2O.
I'm just saying. H2O under the bus. He threw Dub under the bus at the beginning of the show.
What did I say about Dub?
He's like, I'm actually surprised that the review came in.
Hey, I love Dub. Love all y'all niggas, man. I'm just saying that H2O, if you don't gonna do something, you don't got, like, you don't have to do anything. He didn't have to come back and say, hey, I'm gonna start writing. You don't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, I'm gonna start writing.
but I replaced Kool-Aid with Hawaiian Punch, though. So,
I mean, that's the official drink of the hood now. I mean, yeah.
But the problem is that that's the only thing he's having. That's the only thing he's having for dinner. It's fucking Hawaiian Punch. That's it.
And he's putting a half a cup of water in it, too.
Yeah, he's cutting it. Yeah, he's stretching it out. Yeah,
I'm stepping on it.
Yeah, cutting it.
That shit, that Hawaiian Punch just stepped on, son.
That's what old Ricenberg be doing. He be buying that minute rice. He go get that big ass thing of minute rice. Stretch all that fried rice out.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka the Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.